Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Nun Zion. Pick it up at the top of the page, second line. Next part of the Mishnah said that, let's say its leg broke, the Shtaber Raglev, its leg broke, then this is also going to be still kosher. And we're talking about over here is we're going to see that if it broke below the joint, the ankle, it's going to be kosher. If it's above the knee, then only if it's a simple type of break, but not if it's going to be more intense than that. Here we go. The Shtaber Raglav. Ahu tzana d'inkure d'asya l'kamei d'rava. There was a basket full of birds that had these broken legs that were brought in front of Rava. And let's see what the deal is. Like Paskin, what the halach is. Rashi says tzana is a sal. Dan kureis ofo shenishtaber aglein barakuba lamata o lamala barakuba ve'ena etzim yotze l'chutz, or it's above but the bone is not popping out of the skin. Badke Rava betzomas agidin. Rava checked each of them at the tzomas agidin. Tzomet is like a junction, like where things all meet and they all converge, and the gidin are the sinews. Tzomas agidin. That is, says Rashi, Sheyu Shisha Asar Chutin Kaimen. There's 16 sinews that meet over there. Because they're meeting in Perik Behima Makashe. The Hu Bishipulo Shel Etzem Hashok Samachlar Kuba. And the location of this is like by the polka. It's the end of the tibia. Vachshere, and he saw that all of them were still intact. So he said, it's kosher. Amar Yehuda Merav. Shmutas yad bebehima kishera. If the foreleg of the animal, remember the front two ones are called the yad, if it dislocated, with dislocation of that leg, then it's going to be kosher. Now, shmutas yarech ba'ov trefa, the same with the thigh bone of the bird, it's going to be, but the shmuta of the thigh of the bone, of that bird, is going to be a trefa. Shmutas gaf be'of trefa. And this location of the wing of a bird is going to make it a trefa. Chashin and shemen nikfa harea, because we're worried that maybe the lung was punctured by the wing being dislocated. Shmuel amar. Shmuel says, tibadek, if the wing is dislocated, check the lungs. See if there's a hole. If you find that it's good, then it's good. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan, tibadek, he says the same thing, check it. Chizki amar, Chizki says, Ayin Reya Leof. Right, so just a second before, so we said that it's a problem, but you could check and maybe it's not a problem. Chizki says, Ayin Reya Leof, a bird has no lung. That when the wing is dislocated, then we're not going to be worried about the fact that there's that maybe punctured the lung because there's no lung. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshlo, it has a lung. V'yeshna Ke'ole shelvered bein agapaim. And it's like a rose petal that's between the wings. Man, my ein rei lof. What does it mean when it says of a lung? Elam with the less than cloudy when it says of it at all. What do you mean? We see that it does have lungs. Ella de lo mitref bay. What it means is it now becomes a trefa because it has a puncture. I have a tiny Levi. Levi says a trefa shemona chachama behema connecting both. Whatever is found by behema will found by both also. Yasser leim of. They have more. The nishbar etzem afabisha lo nikab krum shomach. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a trefa. So if a punctured lung is going to make an animal trefa, of course it's going to make a bird trefa also. Yella. Says, what does it mean? Ella ain lo lim nafel lo lichamer. There's no lung that's gonna be impacted by falling, if it's nefila, or getting burnt, right? Even though we learned earlier that a bird fell from a high thing into a fire, you have to check before it can be declared kosher. The lungs don't have to be checked. My time, why? Because the majority of its ribs are protecting it, so it's going to be good. V'hamidam Rabbi Yochanan, but since Rabbi Yochanan clearly knew what Chizkiah meant, he responded to him and said, Yeshlo v'yeshna ke'ola shalverid bin agapayim. He says, no, he does have a lung. It has a rose petal. It's like a rose petal between the wings. V'chad Chizkiah suffered the lesley. That's why I said the Chizkiah held that he actually doesn't have a lung at all. Elami Barav, Mishmet the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Midavarv Shel Baribi Nika, Shaina Baki B'Tanagolim. From the words of Baribi Minichiskia, must be that he's not an expert in chickens. He's not holding well enough to know their body structure, the anatomy of it. She says, Shel Baribi, Chiskia, Shai Gadla B'Doro. Nika, Shaina Baki B'Tanagolim, in a regular lechel B'Tanagolim. He's not used to or accustomed to eating these things. If taking it back to the statement of Yudah Arav, that he said that if you have a dislocation of the thigh bone, it's going to make it a trefa, the paparak, the chicken. Now we say, Huna says, in the name of Rav, not Yudah, Huna, that's with the Zerich of Kshira, says, no, it's Taka. Not true, there's a problem, it's actually kosher. Amalei Rabba Baruf Huna, the Rav Huna, Vaharabanan, the Asim Pim Disa Amru, Rav Yehuda, Mishmei, the Rav Amar, Shemut, the Zerach, Baof Trefa. This goes against what you said in the name of Rav. Amalei Bari said, my son, Narha Naru Paste, every river has its own current. That is, that really, what did he hold? He said that Rav Huna, the Rav, he says that it's actually kosher. But when he went to Pumbedisa, where they held that this type of thing is going to be a problem, he stayed quiet and he didn't want to go against what their minhag went with. Rashi says, "Ein pashti anar domenzeh charif vezeh made kach ein midigam akomos domos." You know, certain types of rivers are more intense, some more calm, and you find different places have different minhagim. The Rav ksheres here, like heals his kasher. Rav, the Nepum Tadisa, Shinago Besa, he saw that they were no Isser, Nepaloi Tir Bifneim, the Rav Matar in front of them, Rav Yehuda, Nepum Tadisa, Havav, suffered the Rav Tarfus, really. He thought that he held it as Trefa because he didn't say anything about it. Story time, also Rabbi Abba, Shechil Rabbi Yirmi Barabba. If Abba went and he met Rav Yirmi Barabba, Daka, the Kabadik B'Tzomas HaGidin, he was checking the Tzomas HaGidin, that the junction of sinews, and he's checking to see if everything is put still together in kosher. Amalei, system, Lamalei Lamar Kolei, why are you working so hard on this? For Rav Huna Marav, Shudas Yechabov Ksheira, he says that this is going to be such a situation, is kosher. Even if the leg was totally was amputated by the thigh, it would still be kosher. So obviously, if there's just a few severed areas near the ankle, it's going to be kosher. Amalei says, "I know masnis in yadane." He says, "I know of the Mishnah that seems to say that it's actually a trefa." Behima shenechtechu raglea min har kuba ulamata. If an animal's back legs were severed below the joint. It's just by the ankle, which connects the bone with the tibia. Share it. It's going to be kosher, not a trefa. When they're kuvin lamayla psil, but if it's when they're kuvin up, then it's going to be puzzle. Yeah, it's a trefa. V'chein shenito tzomas hagidin. And also, if the tzomas hagidin was removed, it's a trefa. V'amar av Allah, and Rav said on it, v'chein ba'of, the same thing happens to an oaf as well. So you see, it's actually going to be a problem. It's Yachi Kashi Rav the Rav. That's a Kashi Rav on Rav, because Rav said that even a dislocated thigh bone is not going to make it a trefa, but he also said that the Tzomas HaGidin cut over there, which is in the ankle, is going to be a trefa. Ishtik. Rabbi Yirmi Rabba, he was quiet. And Rashi explains nothing over here. Okay, but he was quiet. Amalei. He said to Rabbi Rabba, Dilma Shani La Bein Shmuta Lachatucha. Maybe there's a difference between if it's dislocated or if it's actually cut. He says back on Malay, Va'at Mfarash Tas Shemaitza the Rav. Is it you are explaining Rav's teaching? Beferish on Rav said straight up, Shmuta Ksher Chatucha Psila. Why would you make it sound like maybe there's a difference? He said it himself that if it's dislocated, right? Of even the thigh bone of the animal is going to be kosher, but if it's cut by the Tzomas HaGidin, it's going to be no good. Valtisma, don't be shocked. That the injury that happens to the upper leg is less serious than what happens to the lower leg. Because like we know, you cut an animal over here, it lives, cut it over there, it dies. There's obviously a difference between different parts of the animal. Can't necessarily compare one thing to the next and learn out one from the other. Kisalik Rebbe Abba. When Rebbe Abba went there, so Ashkel Reb Zera the Yosef Fukamar, he found Reb Zera sitting and saying that Amar of Hunamar Rav Shmuta Sierch Bov Trefa. The Shmuta is of the thigh, if it pops out on the oaf, the thigh bone gets dislocated in the bird, is going to be a Trefa. Amar Lei said to Reb Zera, Chaye the Mar, Miyoma de Salik Mar Lahacha, like by the life of the master, since the time that he came here to Eretz Yisrael, and I and Rav Huna's other students were in Bavel, beep, turn the page. Nun Zayin Mabez, Havalan Pischon Peh Kamed Rav Huna. We had the ability to speak about this idea in front of Rav Huna. And we asked him about this. Ushe'ilne, we asked him about this very idea. V'amalan shmut ha'sirach ba'ov k'sheri. He said this is kasher. Rashi says, klamer, uskaknu l'daber b'shmut ha'sirach l'fnei Rav Huna. V'amalan k'sheri, v'achir k'en ashke chesed Rav Yirmiya, etc., like we're going to see. And then what happened? Ashke namad Rav Yirmiya bar'aba, the yasev kabadik b'tzomas ha'gidin. He's checking the Tzomas Gidin to see if it's intact. But actually, they asked him, "Lo Sover Lamar, Ha Damer Vuna Merav Shmut Tzirich Ba'Of Kshera." You know that he says it's kosher. Amali Ana Masnisin Yadanim. He says, "I know of the following Mishnah: Behema Shenach Tcharek Lemon Arakuba Lamatik Shemen Arakuba Lamala Psula." Chen Shi to Tzomas Gidin. It's going to be no good. V'amarav halav chimel for even with the chickens. V'amarlei, and I said to Rabbi Rabba, Ihachi kasha drava the Rav. Ishakanim was quiet. V'akshilei, and I asked him, V'dumashani lei the Rav, ben shumut l'chatucha, v'amarlei, v'atim first mice the Rav. It's like you're the one who's saying that. Fair shum Rav, I said it straight up. Shumut is kshira, and chatucha is psula. So Rabbi Rabba also quoted Rav saying that the dislocation of the thigh bone leaves a bird kosher. V'atma biyadach, now, what information do you have about this? So Rav Zera said back, Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Shmut HaShech Ba'Of, Trefa. If you have this dislocated thigh bone in the bird, it's going to be a Trefa. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rav Yochanan, Shmut HaShech Ba'Of, Trefa. V'Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, but the Rav Yaakov said that, Il Mali Hava Rabbi Yochanan Ba'asra Da'oruba Chavrasa Latera, Rabbi Yochanan, had Rabbi Yochanan been there when his friends matter this, but dislocated thigh, going against his own opinion, lo parkis, he wouldn't have been shaken up by this. He wouldn't have even reacted. That's just lo yalachol lanod knaf ulekanter afilu remez davar mitoch shegdolim. He would have been scared to even hint about his machmir view in the presence of these great people that were more lenient. The Amar Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi Shmut Hasiarich Ba'Of Kshera. He says that Rabbi Chanina is the name of Rabbi. That's kasher for Tanakol. So he said, "Lo, the Rabbi Chanina." Shenish Patayrich Shala. Rabbi Chanina had this chicken that the thigh bone is dislocated. Vavil ifnei Rabbi in front of Rabbi. Vitirlo and he matted of him. Umlacha Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina salted it and vahava mori ba alacha l'tamidim. And he would show this alacha to his students. Said Zehitirli Rabbi, Zehitirli Rabbi. This one Rabbi matted to me. He matted it to me. The lessachos are gekol hanishmaitza, but the reality is tachlis. The lachos are not like these things. Rashi is the shorish mutas yarech ba'of. The lachos are not like this. Over meikel ela kiha. The lacha goes according to the following story. The shal Rabbi Yossi ben Arai is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kediras kana bekama. How big does a hole in the trachea have to be to make it a trefa? Amar lo Yeshua ben Levi says Mishnah. Shlema Shanina, we learned this in the straight up Mishnah, Ad Kesaytaki. Kesaytaki was earlier in the Dalit. Amalo, so he says to him, Velo Rachel Achas Haisa Bishchun Hasena, didn't we have this Rachel, this little Kivsala in our neighborhood? She nicked Kana Shala, the trick had a hole in it, the size of an Isser. Vasala Kumin Shalkana Vachaisa. They made for it these reeds and they healed, So clearly it doesn't make the animal to a trefa, it's able to heal, right? They closed it up. Malo, he said back to him, "Al da at samech." That's what you're relying on. That story. Malo halacha kuvachas biyisrael. There's a din. There's a halacha that attained widespread acceptance. Meaning to say what? That Rashi's kfar nispashta when it's ravcha linhog. The people have been go according to the following idea. Let's put this Yerach Ba'of Treifa. You're not arguing that. The Minna Klai Yisof. V'tana Golsoi Salol Rabbi Shimon B'chalafta Shanish Metaro Yerach Shalah V'asalosh Fulfere Shalkana V'chayso. They made it a splint. This is the thigh bone. This is going to be the splint and it healed. What about that? Elamai Islachmir. What do you want to say? Toch Shnei Masar Chodeshava. It was within 12 months of the getting its injury, but by the end of the 12 months, it actually died. It's only temporary, and then it died. Here, too, it was within 12 months of this injury that it healed, but it didn't survive after that 12 months. It actually died. And what comes out from this is that we see that the halacha is that a dislocation of the thigh bone is going to make it into a trefa. That is the accepted halacha. Okay, Amru Allah al Rav Shimon b'Chalafta she'asku b'dvarim haya. We see that Rav Shimon b'Chalafta like to experiment. We go and check to see how you could fix things and do things. Osa davar lahotzi milibo sher Yehuda, and he did a certain thing, a procedure to disprove that of Rav Yehuda said. So here Rav Yehuda Amr im nitla hanotza psula. If the feathers, these down feathers, are removed, then it's going to be psula. It's going to be a trefa. V'tanegolas ha'isalul Rav Shimon ben Chalafta shnatanotzushla, and he had this tanegolas, the down feathers were taken out. V'dichavatanu, he put it in a warm oven. V'tala alev amatal sil tarsim, he wrapped it in a mat of coppersmiths. It's like a strip of leather that they would put before to catch any dust. Would come off when they would go and they would work. And Vigidla Kanafayim Al-Chironim Yosef and Hashanim grew a new downed feathers that was thicker than the original, showing that the loss of its down is not necessarily a trefa. Now, Vidoma Kasav Rehuda Trefa Mashpachas. Why is this a raya? Maybe Rehuda holds that the trefa can temporarily get better and then it will eventually just die. If so, b'midi d'mitrefa ba, the very thing that made it a trefa, that it lost its feathers, hidila kenafayim achronim yosem and hashanim, would it grow a new one that's thicker than the original? Must be that the loss of the den would not have made it into a trefa if that's what ends up happening. Okay. So we see that he did this experiment over here with Rabbi Huda's thing, but where did he get his name from in the first place? My askim b'dvarim. Where do we find this idea? Rashi's lama nikru shmo askim t'chila. How did he originally come about to get that name as the experimenter? Rav Shasha d'chsev lechel namala atzel re'ei d'rachel v'chacham. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Asher ein la k'tzin shoter u'moshel. Though she has no chief, overseer, ruler, tachin bekayitz lachma, she repairs her bread in the summer. Pasuk in Mishlei, she repairs her food in the summer for the winter. It doesn't steal from her friends when the winter comes, and she does it even though there's no one guiding her and telling her that she's got to be honest. Amar Izal Echsei. So Shimon b'Chalafta said, I'm going to go and see for myself. Ivadehu the last lumalko. It's really true that the ants don't have a king. Also, with Kufas Thomas, he went during the summer months, that's the hot months, Parse Leglimi Akina du Shumshane, and he put his cloak over an anthill to give it shade. Right? They like shade, says Rashi. Nafak Asachad Minai, one of the ants came out of the anthill. Astachbe Simana, Shimon b'Chalafta marked it to be able to know what it is afterwards. He tagged it. Al Amar Lahu Nafal Tula, the ant went back into the nest and signaled to the other ones that shade. That there's shade over the anthill, nafkuvaso, so they all started to come out. Dalye leglime nafal shimsha. So he removed the cloak and the sun went on to them. And nafla ale vikatli, the other ants jumped on that ant that gave them the sign to come out and he killed them because it's not true, it's not shady. Amashmamina, less lumako. Shimchasa said, you can learn that from here that really they have no king. The Islu, because if they would have a king, harmana damaka lulibo. Would they not need permission from the king to go and to kill this ant? Well, they don't just kill. Must be that they have no king. Now the Gemara says, is that really such a great experiment? What do you mean? Maybe the king was one of them, and he said to them all to kill the ant. Maybe they already had permission from the king to kill an ant that would do the mess at them. Maybe it was a time between kings. So you have a raya. Rely on the words and the trustworthiness of King Shlomo that says that the ants don't have any king. Rashi's Neman who, al kach ruach hakodesh amar. He said this idea with ruach hakodesh to say that they don't have any king. Okay. Earlier when we were talking about the idea of this land that had a hole in the trachea, and the hen whose thigh bone was dislocated, we said that these animals, since they were trefa, could not have survived 12 months. So the Gemara seems to be saying that an animal can't survive 12 months from the time it becomes a trefa. Amar of Huna, similar trefa, shtemus or chodesh. Huna says that the sign of a trefa is whether it survives for 12 months. May Srefrak the Gemara, a similar trefa, kol shenu yoledes. In the case of a trefa, is anyone that doesn't have kids. Like a female trefa can't have kids. If there's a question of trefa about an animal and then has a kid, thereby it's clearly that it's not a trefa. Meshem Gamliel Omer, he says the possible trefa can be tested like this. Mashbachas v'olechas, if he's able to get better, if it gets better and better in the condition, be a doshi ksher, you know it's kosher. Misnavel v'olechas, if it gets worse and worse, then be a doshi trefa, it's a trefa. Rebbe Omer, similar trefa, shloshim yom, a similar trefa is 30 days. So a trefa can survive for 30 days. If you're not sure if it's a trefa and it goes for the 30 days or longer, then we know it's not a trefa. Amalo, they said to him, v'alo harbi miskaimos shtayim shalosh adam. What do you mean? Or don't we know there are many known trefa animals that survive for 2 or 3 years? So, what do you mean? It says Gemara Tanai. It's Machlokas Tanai. The Targum is going to buy. So, Begulgolas, Sheyesh, Ba, Nekav, Echad Aruch, in the case of a skull that has one long hole, a filling of Kavim Harbe, even a lot of small holes, Mistafen Lemlo Makdeach, they combine to make the size of a hole, of a drill that makes a hole. Rabbi Yossi Ben Amshulam, Maisa Be'inbal, there's a story with in a place called Inbal. And the Be'echad Shenivchasa Gulgalta, someone whose skull became lacking, is missing a piece of the size of the hole of a drill. V'asu lo chiduk shel kiruya v'chaya. And they made for him a piece of gourd shell, a dried gourd shell, and put in the place of the skull, and he lived. So we see a person can live in Zanatrefa. Amarlo Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Misham Ra'ah, it's arrived from there. Yimosu cham haya. It was the summertime when that happened. Kimchavalov Yimosu tzina miyad meis. And once the cold season came about, he died immediately, so clearly that didn't really help him. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Alacha Trefa Yoledes and Mashbachas, Alacha is that Trefa can have kids and can get better after having been a Trefa. Now, Alacha doesn't go according to the first Tanayim in the Baisa, the first that says that a Trefa can have kids, and the second one says that it can't improve. It's still considered it still can be a Trefa, and so those aren't good simanim. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.